epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Anthony on the dance floor. That's when I go, no, don't want to do, I don't want to see that. Don't want to see that. All hoopers think they can dance. They got a little something special. All hoopers. Yeah, I love that. It's Brother Charles Mann, who is, you can count on Charles. If I was in a blizzard, there aren't a whole bunch of people, I'd say you definitely, if you drop a dime with him, it'll be taken care of. And I wonder, when we're at the stage now where the focus today was Terry Speaks, you know who the winner was? Eastern. No matter what they're paying him for that, they win 10 times. Because all day long, that was played. That was brilliant. If any one person is responsible for that, from a marketing standpoint, consider yourself anointed into the a second category right now between the old heads. Very well done. You know, the thing that's so cool about Terry, I haven't heard one person question the authenticity of his message. There are a lot of people could have said the same thing and people would have said bull manure. But this dude's rep, man, he's so pure. I really believe that he went beyond where even his advisors thought he would go. I believe that. Because that's what happens when you care about something and you get in the middle of it. I think he lost a little bit, went off the game plan. Because he cares. And he is legitimately surprised. I don't know if you gathered this. It was almost like, wait a minute, I've done everything. Plus some that you've asked. And this is what you think of me? That's what I gathered from it. It was a betrayal. More than a disappointment, a betrayal. And so, because he's not like a professional negotiator or con man. The people who are the most sincere, this cripples them. A guy who's a Mac Daddy, who's a player, this is what he does. They're negotiators. They do this every year. Terry was first time, maybe again coming out of high school to go to Ohio State. That was probably pretty competitive going to Ohio State. He had to be a baller. So this, and I think he was real. When I'm not certain the other side wasn't doing nothing other than playing a role. Because they understand what they've got to do. It's like playing chess. It's a move. And that's how I see it. But, you know.
How big of an issue do you think him being 30 is, though, Doc?
It's like, not a real big issue because.
If it ain't big, then pay the man.
No. I said, no. It's not my money.
Oh, you're right.
The last thing you want to hear is somebody balance your checkbook, right? You can't nobody challenge you to balance your checkbook, but you.
But them, you know.
If 30 for a wide receiver is a problem, but 40 as a quarterback isn't. 38, 39, 40. What I've seen LeBron James do, I don't even think about aging as I did before. I just don't, because there are a couple of people that are just bionic. And because of training, I'm concerned about your lifestyle more than your age. Terry reminds me of a guy that's milk and cookies. You know, I never think of a crack pipe being in Terry's presence. I can't say that about everybody. So I'd bet on Terry to be an ass kicker at 35 because of his standards. So you are who you've been, who you've shown me. Terry, thumbs up. Wouldn't bet against him. It's like Eckler. He's got some injuries. He probably shouldn't even be playing. But this dude, he's a cobra. I mean, straight attack mode. Baller. Yeah, so just got to be just a matter of what. It's like Bobby Wagner. You wouldn't bet against Bobby? You got to hope he gets hurt. That's the only thing. Because it's like London Fletcher. You want to bet against Fletch? I dare you. He'll die for it. You got to kill him. You got to kill him. Playing with Fletcher, man. Like Neil Okowicz, the guy we had. Just. You don't even imagine him losing a one-on-one battle. Because he's just ferocious in how he's built. Yeah, Terry would be. I mean, amongst wide receivers, can you put five other people that remind you of Terry together in your mind?
In the NFL?
In the NFL.
I mean, I would definitely say there's five receivers better than him.
I didn't say put, but I'm saying him.
Oh, you're talking about the person.
Size? No. Size, speed, catching, trustworthy, accountable. It's everything.
Yeah.
Because he can catch, then maybe four or five might be, I take over him. And but we know who those are.
Yeah.
But every one of those, I got to get a personal security person to trail them.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah.
I got to hire somebody to make sure they get where I need them to be. Yeah. I don't need nobody with him.
Yeah.
That's my point. That's my point. Yeah, Jefferson, he may be, here's the one you can't do off the top of your head. Who's the number one out of all of them? Come on. Three, the clock is on.
Probably Jamar. Probably, see, yeah, I mean, see, it's
but,
tough.
But that's a compliment. No,
yeah,
to them.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, that was an illustration for you. Because if I say, that's when you got a good feel. It wasn't like embedded where you went, oh, yeah. I mean, you know, what? It's like during the Rice era, you'd have said that before I got it out of my mouth.
Yeah.
That's when you know that you a bad man. When somebody throw a question out like, and yeah, come on. Like LT, who's the best linebacker? You can't even get it out your mouth before they're telling you who it is. No matter what his other curriculum involved, you don't care.
Yeah.
What it involves in, between them lines, yard lines, savage.
Yeah.
So that's what we do on all this list. Which I love the list. They're cool. I'm glad we don't do them all year round. But there's only one list for me. It always has been all canine. Because that's a different type of profile. Different kind of person now. Because this is. This is where it gets sick as to how hard some people put into the game to make the game like they want. Like when Zeke was playing. No matter how much whether they liked Isaiah or didn't like Isaiah, you ain't never heard him described by any other phrase as stray dog. Killer, D you up. It's how hard he played. Now, he was trained by the ultimate canine commissioner, Bobby Knight. But it's getting the guys to go that hard. Wouldn't you think now with NIL, it would be easier to give more effort? Wouldn't you think that now they're getting paid?
Yeah, there's an incentive, like, for you to go out there.
But it's not automatic.
On. Yeah.
It's just not automatic. Depends on how you were trained. So this is encouraging. Today was a big day because now it's got us deeper in thought. And if this were chess, I think they got a nice move because they put, now AP, what up?
Nah, for real, what is he going to do?
Yeah, yeah, because I think the fan base is going to be emotionally involved in this. It's like somebody mistreating your child or a loved one. Once that's what Terry can do. That's what he does. Because people, I think, trust him.
Yeah, and we got sound from Terry.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Earlier today, he was addressing in a very, you know, political way, yeah, and very business professional way,
yeah,
what the disconnect was with the team.
What is the disconnect as you see it? Is it just, I mean, beyond how they're treating you, the tone perhaps, is it just money? Is it your age? I know that's been mentioned at the time. What do you see as the disconnect?
You know, I'll try to keep the specifics of it between, you know, my agent and the team, but, you know, I think there is a disconnect of the value of what I bring to the table and how that applies to not only the fair market deal and the fair market value, but what I've proven up until this point and what I still know I can do at a very high level. And just speaking to the point of, you know, you bringing up age, like obviously that is a part of the NFL. You know, I mean, Father Time is undefeated. But I think it's unfortunate that a general data point, not just for myself, but in general, is just used and not by a case-by-case basis. In my case, I've been blessed by the Lord and the actions that I take to take care of my body. I've never had a major surgery in my entire career. Thank God for that, you know what I mean? And on top of the work that I put in. But also, I haven't missed a game in four or five years. And I don't miss practice. You know, I play every game. And so who's to say, coming off this last season, I won't continue to play at a high level? I believe that. I truly do. And I know I'm going to put the work in to continue to do that at a high level and be bought in and be unselfish and be the guy that I know I've been. And to be quite frank with you, like, you know, even when it comes to guys who are approaching 30, like my case is different, not only from a health standpoint, but this is only going to be my seventh year. A lot of people may not know my story, but at Ohio State, I really didn't play a lot my first 2 years. There's not a lot of tread on my tires. This is the first year we made a deep playoff run. You know what I mean? And I've been extremely healthy through all of that. And so to just, I'm not under the understanding that 30 just applies to me. I'm not dismissing that completely. You know what I mean? There are data points that support that. But how come it's not okay to honor and see, okay, this may be a different case. And based on what he's proven and showing no signs of deterioration, like, you know, I feel like that should be acknowledged as well. And so in general, you hope that there's a case-by-case basis and not a group thinking of, hey, this is this age group and, you know, they fit in this age group, so this is how we're going to treat them. I don't think that's quite right. It's the business. It's depending on how each organization in front office see it. So, you know, that's kind of how that is. But, you know, 30 ain't old. You know what I mean? People making it seem like I need to start getting fitted for a walker and a cane. You know what I mean? No disrespect. You know what I mean? Because with age comes wisdom. You know what I mean? And I think my game is going to continue to mature in a great way as I go out through the course of the end of my career. And I don't think that's right now. I don't think that's near. And my ability to make catches at the catch point, people call it contested catches. I call it winning at the catch point. You know what I mean? I think that'll continue to stay. My speed, I still am a 4.3 guy. I'm the same guy just in January, you know, was able to take a slant in the NFC Championship game in a screen for a touchdown. I don't think that changes in 6 months, especially without no major injuries. And so, you know, I know that was a long, drawn-out answer, but I just wanted to kind of, you know, address that standpoint. But the specifics of the negotiations, I want to keep, you know, in-house as much as possible. But just speaking to the point of age and things like that, and I kind of
heavy. That was heavy. When I heard it, I believe it. It's authentic. But in terms of the negotiation, I don't think it moves the needle a second, an inch. Because why would AP care? You think he didn't know that? What did AP discover about him that he didn't already know?
I mean, you're right. He's doing that
for the fan base.
He's pointing out the obvious, but it seems, it makes sense to me. Like everything that Terry's pointing out, he's not slowing down. He's still 4.3 speed. He's productive. He makes contested catches. He's a leader in the locker room. His teammates love him. Mm-hmm. Like the big caveat is he's 30 years old. So that's the elephant in the room, and Terry is doing everything to address that. Like, they're making it a big deal about, you know, him being 30. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, again, it is a data point. 30 is a data point, and this case seems to be different than, you know, others. Yeah. And LeBron James is playing at a high level at 40 years old.
He's a...
You know, Michael Jordan could never do that, you know?
LeBron's a one-off.
He is.
We saw again, Mike age here.
Yeah, we did.
With our own eyes.
Real bad.
And it's not like we went, oh, my God, that's weird. No, it was normal.
Yeah.
A guy like Elgin Baylor. I saw my nail. I grew up with, you know, with Elgin, Jerry and them. You just kind of see it.
Yeah, but we're seeing Terry still go here.
Oh, Terry's a baby.
We're still sitting. Exactly.
So the league wants you to credit them for longevity and the guys that can do it, then penalize people for being at the year mark that we used to have as a marker.
Mm-hmm.
The old 30 is 32 or 33 now.
Yeah.
But not if I'm negotiating with you. Let's just say the owner gives bonuses out to the general manager that brings in the talent under certain lines. And he gets 30 or 40% of what he can do that. That's what I would do if I was the owner. Mm. I'd incentivize. I want you to be as hungry to save money for the organization as they are to make it. Now, once we decide to come to terms, then we sign, we hug, we move forward. But don't tell me they're not keeping score until that happens. I'll never buy into that. That would be crazy. Why would I even have gone through this part of life and then not share it? I haven't seen cats, man. This is business. And the only people that get hugged are the people that win. They get a lot of hugs in Kansas City, not in Philly. If you hugging people, that's why Dallas loses when it matters most. They're too much hugging, trying to make people feel like they're exceptional, and they're not, because they don't judge it by the end result, which is winning. They're paying for performances. They might as well, just like they're the circus. Mm. They come to town, they put on an act. Banana, like the Banana Savannas, they balling, man. Mm. That's sheer entertainment. It comes in all different flavors. You got to pick what you like. I'm not saying one is wrong, one's bad, but I'm sure damn interested in the Kansas City method far more than I am Dallas's method. Because in Philadelphia, who all of us refuse to mention in a dominant way because they're family. And we don't throw them kind of praises out within the family unit because we're not afraid of them. You know, because we have to deal with them. That's what we grew up with. Everybody, other people, you think Kansas City, they punked Kansas City. They punked them. They just mauled them. I mean, they beat the you-know-what out of them. Did you see that going in?
Nah.
I didn't either. So, my urgency, if I were in the front office here in Washington, is that this is not the year to be farting around. We got to lock up so we can curb this debt. There's a little bit of a, we're unbalanced, and we got to get balanced. That would be what I would say. You know, because at a certain point, you have to say, last year's over. got to say it over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big sign in the place, last year's over. But speaking of what's not over, and that is the praise for James Arthur Monk. When we come back, let's talk about his latest award. Wow. But your jersey was retired junior high, right?
I wish.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I wonder why people always reference this week as one of the toughest weeks in sports radio. Why would they say that? I mean, it's been on blast. I mean, when's the last time a catcher actually won the home run derby? Happened with us, those of us alive and chopping away. When is the last time you heard your star wide receiver honestly plea? Because that's what it was like. It was almost like it was a plea of honesty in a major market. Your local teams, we haven't said a bad word about a basketball team here in 36 hours. I mean, seriously. Usually we talk hoops here, but then with the Mystics, really showing up and showing out. And then the Wizards with effort. I know you love, but your boy Sar, they'll come up with a name, and I don't have it, but somebody will. The way this boy swat shots. But I thought, me checking him out, it was just it's the best overall effort I've ever seen of him in a competitive contest. And that's exciting. Hey, man. What can you say? And then James Arthur Monk, my old dog. You know the beautiful about Monk? He could care less if it didn't happen. It wouldn't have affected him one bit. You can't say that about everybody. But he's really deserving of it. And I was really, really happy to get that news today. Yeah, James Arthur. He's a hell of a teammate. And because I saw him play on special teams, wide receivers don't always get the credit they deserve for being a football player. This brother was a running back, well, you well know, because you know everything about him. I kept wondering, why you keep asking about Ari? Syracuse. I should have known.
Oh, you know he is an Orangeman, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
But nobody really would know because he hardly ever talks about it, but he's proud of it. But he is... This dude is just so comfortable in his own skin, man. You wouldn't necessarily think he's that competitive. He's a competitive freak. He just doesn't boast it. We would play a game, video game. Were you too young for Tron? And this is why I knew as a parent, I got to have a cord. I didn't let him get a game that didn't have an independent cord. Because a lot of these don't. And so you take the game, you pull the cord, you got to take the game with you. You get an independent cord, I can take the cord, the device still looks there. They think it still works. Then they get to it, and they start screaming and hollering later, "Dad, where's the truck?" You know, I go get the trash, go out and clean windows, whatever I wanted them to do. I could control them with the cord. Because if we played Tron. And we had a little pot, and that's why I knew how addictive this was. You know, we had 8 o'clock calls to be in at 8. And I can say without a doubt that I have seen 4 a.m. more than a dozen times trying to get to a million in Tron. And then, you know, you go, but that's one of the byproducts of being youthful. But that's when I realized, you ever been on a binge with video games or something that you really enjoy? What's your favorite video game?
I play a lot of Madden.
Are you any good at it?
I'm very good.
Well, see, it's hard to get addicted by something you average in.
I'm so good that a few of the my coworkers, they complain about the manner in which I win.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Madden just came out when my kids was, you know, in that age. I already knew as a self-proclaimed addict that I knew I couldn't do it. I've never played, ever. I know I can't. I know I can't. Because if I start, I have to win, and like in television, baseball was the most fun thing of my life. I couldn't believe there was anything more fun than baseball on in television. Man, you could turn doubles. You could it was amazing. And that's why I know, what did you say? Why do people know when somebody has an addictive personality or they become susceptible? Why do you think gambling is so prominent now? Why do you think leagues tried to stop it for so long? They already knew, but yet they did it anyway. Why? Dollar green, dollar bill. Yeah. So, hey, man, I'm just saying. There's a young man that was drafted by the Bengals, which is a curse or a blessing. Because if you get out, you'll never take money for granted because you'll know what you had to give up to get it or get out of it. This brother, is he bluffing, saying going back to Texas A&M? And has that ever happened? You're a Syracuse guy. I bet Craig would know right off the top of his head.
I don't think that's ever happened. Also, I don't think we've been a week out, or I guess a couple of days out from training camp, and rookies in the second round haven't, you know, signed their deal already. I don't think we've ever had that. So I think all of this is unprecedented territory.
Okay.
And the NFL has to figure out how to navigate this. But the Texans are to blame, because you don't guarantee a second round pick all of its money. It's never been heard of.
Yeah, but why not? If you think he's that dude.
Because now you're setting the precedent, and now you get what we have now, where 30 of the 32 second rounders are holding out.
And that's Houston's fault? To me, they trendsetters.
Okay. I mean, they are trendsetters, because, again, all the second rounders are definitely holding out, and they want the same deal that
second
that
rounders
got.
Agents who have made sure they got him at gunpoint. Don't you do this, because they're trying to raise a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's happening while we're actually employed.
Yeah.
What more do you want? You want Cincinnati just to beat Cincinnati? Cincinnati right now, and the bad part about it, but it's relevant to what we're talking about. The way that kid Hendrick, the way he plays, it's like Terry plays. You never question his effort. You think he's just a great guy, how to treat him. When it comes to business, no, it don't matter. That's the whole cold hearted part reality of sports. But what about the fan? The fans have the right to get emotionally attached and to get involved. It's a tough one. Because I don't think you would wager on the outcome. As much as you like to gamble, I don't think you would wager on the outcome. But the question is, Terry signed by camp, or Terry signed in camp, or Terry misses the entire camp? A, B, or C?
Camp is literally next week.
Oh, you think that Eastern commercial was a coincidence?
I think Thursday I'll have my final answer.
Well, you know, whenever you avoid pressure, I get it. Yeah, this could be like close to waterboarding, but I won't do that. It's it is interesting.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, man. And it's 338 in the nation's capital. DOC, DHing for Brother Hoffman. Super producer Anthony Haney. And are you serious? Charles Mann? Wait a minute. You mean somebody named Charles Mann or the Charles Mann? 71.
Yep.
He's on the phone now.
The Charles Mann.
Wow. Charles Mann. Wow. Excuse me for being, this doesn't happen every day. So even though I've been doing this for a million years, I still get excited and overwhelmed when celebrities do call up. We apologize for intruding. Were you playing pickleball, or were you having tea and biscuits?
You know, I haven't picked that up, Doc. My wife keeps saying that we need to try it, and I'm willing to do it, but, you know, I need her to at least be competitive. So,
you need her to be competitive, because you guarantee you'll be competitive.
Oh, absolutely.
Charles, don't do it. You don't need another surgery. Trust me, man.
I know.
Do me a favor. And just
I know,
let it go.
Brother.
I get so worried every time you go into the night. I go, there's got to be some kind of medical information that would say X amount of surgery. We don't recommend more than whatever this number is. And you have far exceeded that.
Yeah, I have, unfortunately. You know, that's the part that people don't realize. I mean, you know, I tried to play on every down, on every play, on every game.
Like a lunatic.
And, you know, 12 years later, you come out, man, and, you know, I was out of football about 10 years, and Ken Coffey came to me one day and said, "How do you feel?" I said, "Oh, I feel pretty good." He said, No. "How do you feel?" I said, "Well, this is hurting and that is hurting." And he said, "Man, 10 years after the game, you shouldn't be feeling like that." I said, "Really?" And ever since then, I've been on a plight to just get well, to feel good about myself, you know. And I'm getting there. I'm close. I'm not there yet. You know, maybe when I grow up, I can be there.
But I was telling
Anthony, how you doing?
But I was telling Anthony, it's an offensive-defensive thing.
Yeah.
Because, and this is why I'm all for defensive players getting paid. Because most of the guys I know on defense have had far more surgeries 10 to 15 to 20 years after they played than the offensive guys.
Yeah.
And I think in the manner in which you practice, the number of collisions and the number of friendly fire contact that you guys get, that is just, you're hitting in crowds and it's all rumbled up. And I mean, this is unsolicited, but I look at it and I go, wait a minute. I called McGee the other day, you know, Tony. I mean, it's like, I don't know one of y'all. World just had minor, but he's okay, enough surgery. And I start thinking about it and I go, wow. when you play defense, you should make a hell of a lot more money than y'all do. And it's that because of what you have to give up overall. And then I think of Art, because you know like I know. James was tough. James is on special teams. Art's a football player who just happened to be playing wide receiver. Agreed?
Oh, no question. Mm-hmm. And a big right. – people don't right. realize, right. you know, you walk up to somebody as a celebrity – and typically they let you down. They're smaller than you thought they were. Mm-hmm. They're not as big as life mm-hmm. as you thought they were. Well, you walk up to Art and you say, he is big.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6'3", 205 pounds mm-hmm. when he played. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit heavier than that, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big specimen. Most wide receivers are, you know, 5'11", 6'1", mm-hmm. somewhere in that little range. And Art's got that beat by a lot. You know, I listened to his story today. He was on the Commander's podcast, believe it or not. They got him on there. And
no
he
way.
Talked literally about 18. No, that was him. I tell you. Now, let me say this. Jamie, his son, was sitting next to him.
Okay.
Making sure he was. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, okay. All right.
You need to have him on. He would do your show, Doc. I can make that happen. Because now that brother didn't spoke, it's on now. He got to talk now.
Yeah, I left him a message, but I didn't expect results on
you know, he
early.
Don't listen to
he
messages.
Will get to me.
He don't listen to messages. I'll give you,
you
his
book
people.
Him. And I'll find a spot to play him.
I'm going
to
book it for being late today. I'm going to book him for
tomorrow.
You, okay?
Okay, book it for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right here, we'll do it.
Okay.
I appreciate
four
that.
To seven, right?
Yeah, yeah. Anthony?
Yeah, I'll make it happen.
Yeah, I mean.
Now, he may be asleep by now, so
well,
it's
no,
going to be an
don't
early
matter.
Part.
We'll be, after we get through, you this is on you, brother man. This is yeah.
Okay.
And America's
okay.
listening now. With the Odyssey app, we're all over the world.
Okay.
So somebody's going to know. Did you hear Charles Promise? Doc.
Yeah, we can get him. He's got to do his little tour. He's getting his jersey retired, man. That ain't you don't get that done every day.
Wow.
Yeah, that was in part to, you know, why we wanted to have you on, just because I think the growing sentiment around the nation's capital is that this honor was long overdue. When you got the news today, like, what was your initial reaction? I know you were super excited for the guy.
Hey. I got the news 2 weeks ago. I was there in Orlando when we bum rushed his house. So I was with Gary Clark and Ricky Sanders and Doug Williams and Josh Harris and Mark Klaus and all of Art's grandbabies. We were all in the garage until Josh Harris and Mark and Ricky and Gary pulled up they pulled up in some black SUVs, about four of them. I was like, oh, shoot, what's going on here? They pull up to his house. We were all crowded, about 30 of us in his garage. If he had walked out in the garage, he wouldn't have been surprised, but he had no idea. And his first words out of his mouth, Rick, were, what the?
Like, I heard that.
What was he going to say? What the heck?
I couldn't believe it happened. And I kept wondering, did you pull it off? Who was crafty enough to make this happen?
You know, it took a lot of coordinated effort. The Commanders really wanted to honor him. Josh Harris really, really wanted to honor Art. And so they made it happen. Talked to his wife. Talked to James, his son. It's hard for me to call him James, but his son's
Jamie.
Name is – we call him Jamie, but it's James. And Tammy, his wife, and Tammy is really the one that coordinated it through everybody. And that's who I'm going to call tonight to tell her that I just booked him to a radio gig.
Okay. So, we'll take it. Yeah.
He's going to talk. And he talked. I mean, he talked. He really did. I was really impressed with him.
Well, he's capable.
So,
you know, he's an artist. I mean, we sit in the meeting rooms, and I tell people, and every time you tell an Art Monk story, nobody believes you. And I go, you know, Art really has a great personality. He's a riot. We played video games. We used to be up till, you know, 4 a.m. playing Tron individually.
Oh,
come
wow.
in for, we had a pot Can you imagine he was involved in a pot of funds and winner take all? Yeah. You know, and it was like, but putting that weight vest on that he would wear and running at the high school, what you don't get is just he is incredibly conditioned. And it reminded me so much of Terry.
Can I tell an Art Monk story?
Sure.
So, you know, I had the extreme fortune of playing with two of the best receivers in NFL history, and that is Art Monk and Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
And they're the same guy. I mean, Art would be at George Mason University every day in the off season, Monday through Friday. Wouldn't be there on the weekends, but Monday through Friday, he would be at George Mason University. And he would do his thing. Now, if you wanted to meet him there, believe it or not, folks that are listening, there weren't any cell phones, so you couldn't call him or text him and make sure he's there. You just had to show up. Well, guess what? When you show up, he was there. And he was running around the track. He was running on this hill. He had the weighted vest, as you talked about. But he was there every single day, Monday through Friday, like clockwork. And now, fast forward, I go to the 49ers and Jerry Rice. The guy ran a 10-yard slant pass, would catch Steve Young's ball, and then would run to the end zone about 40 or 50 yards, and then come scooting back, you know, jogging back, throw the ball to the ref, and do it again. He did that in practice. Every play seemed like it was a slant to him. And he would take it to the end zone. Well, he got in the game, and they would run that slant play, and then he'd take it to the end zone because that's what he did every day in practice. So it was just – it was almost like practice. But it was just amazing, those guys' work ethic. It was just – that's why he was as great as he was. And I was just happy to see him get honored. You know, we're all friends. You're just as good a friend with Art as I was and am. And he would be honored to talk with you. He talked with a guy he didn't even know today, the guy that does the podcast for the Commanders. And so, and he talked with him for 30 minutes.
I don't believe that.
And he didn't.
I mean,
he didn't fall asleep.
Wow.
He didn't forget his words. I mean, he just had a moment, man. So you got pressure on you tomorrow when you do your show. You got to keep him revved up. You got to keep him going.
Well,
I think you can do it.
I think you know that I got enough stuff in the vault. I mean,
especially on him.
Oh well, but
stuff that you could never unleash.
No,
now you get to unleash it.
No, because I don't think people really look at him as like a normal dude, like the rest of us.
He
was always perceived.
Well, he isn't. He's a little bit unique.
No, he is unique, but he got dude in him.
Makes him who he is.
But he got dude in him. I mean, he plays games.
Yeah.
He played video game. He draws caricatures that are the funniest thing I've ever seen. And we'd be doing them in the meetings with Gibbs up there talking, and Art would be doing these things, and it would make you – we could stop laughing. You know, Dirty Al, you know, you're not in the back row of the old meeting rooms, wherever you are, and we got Bostic back there, Riggles on that back row. It was
Man. Okay, Kevin, you got Riggle on the back row.
Oh,
anything
dude,
could happen.
It was amazing how much fun it was, and how much, as you well know, you miss it when it's gone. You just absolutely
Hey, one question you need to ask him, because the guy didn't drill him on it today, but he did ask him, but I want you to drill in. Which one was better, the Fun Bunch or the Posse? Which one did he the best?
I would think that he loved them both because he's the reason the Fun Bunch was created by his departure and his return. And the Posse... it's just amazing to have three people that good doing the same thing. And
that's
it ultimately
true.
Had to end up being the world championship.
And they were cool with each other.
Oh, they're good.
They weren't at odds with each other.
They weren't jealous. Because all of them are ones. That's what happens when you get three ones together. And they decide to put their hand in the pot.
But you were a part of the Fun Bunch.
Yep.
And I think even, you know, an offensive lineman or something, was Riggo a part of the fun bunch?
No, the fun bunch.
I know Virgil Say, Alvin Garrett.
Only two guys with the fun bunch with, on the Hogs, Donnie Warren and I.
Oh, Donnie Warren. Clint,
yeah,
because okay, Clint
played more receiver than he did in line. But look, brother, I know that I can hear your staff in the back ringing that little bell they do. It's time for you to eat. I appreciate you. You know I love you, and I appreciate you doing this.
Man, I'm sorry about today, but I always look forward to coming on.
You're Charles Mann. We should be lucky to have you. How dare we ask you to be on time? That's our fault. No, seriously. That was our fault.
Oh, brother.
Asking you to be on time.
You're the best, Doc. Anytime you want me, I'm there for you.
All right, get art. We'll talk tomorrow. We'll give you more help.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, brother. That is Charles Mann. As Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. So, Ant-Man, what do you think?
I mean, that was a fantastic interview. I think tomorrow asking Art whether or not he preferred the fun bunch or the posse is going to be interesting.
What's going to be the question of the year?
Because you're a little biased, I would assume.
Yeah, I love them both. But here's the deal. The fun bunch was created in his honor. The posse, he walking down, it was just like an OK Corral move. And them brothers are unbelievable. I love them to death. The question would have been, I don't know what he'll do, but we'll be listening. That's the important part about it. Ant-Man, as always, boy. You a bad man. This was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.